The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
That's right. It's the danger zone here on Money Life, where we take a look at one stock that perhaps is not what it really appears to be. And doing that with us every week is David Trainer. He is the president of New Constructs. If you are not familiar with the firm, which is getting more and more acclaim and has been for a long time now for its most attractive and most dangerous stocks list. Well, beyond that, New Constructs does research on stocks and mutual funds and ETFs that is really worth looking at if you're looking at, hey, let's get different opinions on my investments. It's newconstructs.com, at New Constructs on Twitter. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
David joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that trust has taken a terrible beating on Wall Street and that no advisory relationship works without trust. To start building that trust with a financial counselor, check out HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who's in the danger zone this week?
Lifetime Fitness is in the danger zone because the valuation of the stock is writing checks I don't think the investors will be able to cash.
So it is Lifetime Fitness. That is ticker symbol LTM.
Danger, danger.
Okay, explain it. What are they doing that is basically letting their egos, to use the phrase we use in the opener, letting their egos get to where their bodies can't cash those checks?
That's right. You know, that's one of my favorite lines in any movie of all time, and I love it anytime I can apply it to a stock. You know, I just don't believe the Lifetime story in terms of what the CEO, what the leadership's saying about what they're doing and where, how they're going to grow and how they're going to deal with attrition and all this stuff. And when I take that story and I crunch the numbers, the numbers don't add up. They're forecasting and they're leading investors to believe in growth expectations that I don't believe are possible. And when you take a pencil out to it, the story becomes quickly unbelievable, in my opinion.
And why is that? I mean, we hear companies giving us guidance all the time. What sets this apart as, you know, you're telling a tall tale?
So, and I'm going to get a little bit nerdy here on you. I'm going to break up my discounted cash flow model and tell you that to justify the price, the current stock, right? So, you know, that's the current stock price, $47.50, right? You know, which means if you buy now, you're not going to make money. So obviously investors need to believe it's going to go up. But to justify the current price today, that means the company's got to grow its profits at 12% compounded annually for 20 years. That's a lot of growth. I don't think many companies in the history of the world have grown that fast. And in the recent conference call, the CEO pointed out, well, that their stretch goal, unofficial guidance, was 15% growth for 13 years. Right? Well, he didn't say 13 years. He just said 15% growth. My point is, the current stock price, right, is implying a phenomenal amount of growth. You know, and if 12% is what their current rate of growth has been, right? So if you extrapolate that, they got to do it for 20 years. That's a lot. And let me take it a little bit finer for you here too. Let's break it down to members, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the numbers get really interesting. They quoted in the conference call that they make about a little over $400 per revenue per quarter, okay? So it's, you know, $1,600 a year, all right? And if you run the model out and you say, okay, you know, it takes me let's say, let's use the 15% growth rate, 13 years to get to a value in my discounted cash flow model that equals the current stock price. And I look at the revenue number at that point in time. And I can divide that revenue number by the revenue per customer, right, or per member, to get a sense of how many members is it going to be, are going to be required to justify that revenue number.
Right.
And when I did that, I saw that it came out to 4,445,000 members. Guess how many they have today?
Half that, if
708,000.
Okay, so more like 1/7 that, or 1/6 that amount.
Which means, you know, that means that per year, you know, from today, they're going to have to grow. The number of members they have to add per year is about 265,000.
That's basically growing your membership almost a third of what it is right now every year. A little bit more than a third, 40% almost of what it is right now every single year. That just doesn't seem logical.
And guess what the attrition rate is?
It's about 36%. Probably, I was going to say, it's probably about 1 in 3 people who join a club wind up dropping off, although some of them may come back later or something.
That's right. So specific, you're right, Chuck. You're doing the math in your head faster than I can do it in Excel. It's about a 38%. You know, the incremental number of members to be added every year is about 38% of the current total. Their attrition rate is 36%.
So
they almost have to be adding, you know, almost 70% new members to make up for what they're losing.
So let's play this out quickly because we're almost out of time. What does this mean for the stock? I mean, how bad can this get? If you're correct, what becomes a fair value, and how far is it going to fall?
Great question. You know, I'm seeing if the fair value, well, let's put it this way. If you assume no growth, right, then the value of the stock is around $10. All right. So if you want to assume something more reasonable, halfway in between, let's say 20, 30, 25 bucks.
And the stock is currently at
47.
So you're talking about a minimum 50% haircut if these numbers play out the way you expect.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you put in reasonable growth numbers, we're talking about a stock that's probably around 25 or 30 bucks at best.
Well, that would mean that the stock is clearly in the danger zone because it's got a long way to fall. That's not necessarily all the way to crash and burn, but, you know, a haircut that big is certainly going to feel like you've been scorched a little bit. It is Lifetime Fitness, ticker symbol LTM. It is in the danger zone, according to David Trainer. Again, if you want more information, newconstructs.com and at newconstructs. David Trainer, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm looking forward to it.
Up next on Money Life, it is the Money Life Market Call with Mark Salzinger, editor of the No Load Fund Investor. Stick around. We'll be right back.